Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It is another episode of The Affair. It is finale eve, ninth episode. We're going to talk about it because we're feeling a little crazy. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, he's got right on it. Hey. I know. No, I appreciate it. And we don't know where we can get this, right?
YouTube.
Oh, I mean, right. We can't download
it. We're
going
to like record it on our phones from YouTube. Like, make it our ringtone.
Hey. I mean, really, like, this is like grocery shopping music. Like, you should.
If this is grocery shopping music.
I'm just saying, like, this would help me get
what
all my.
What grocery store do you go to?
Turn up grocery store.
I need to go there.
It's a special grocery store. What's up, everybody? You know what it is? Another episode of The Affair. Episode 9, finale eve, as I mentioned before. Allison is over here, thumbs down. We're just confused. You know, maybe people in the live chat can help us because we're really, like, feeling some kind of way. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about it. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. And as always, always, you can find me at The Poet Saint. Next to me is the amazing ladies.
Okay, you don't ever change The what? Poet Saint. You can always find you there.
Always.
What do you mean, as opposed to what?
Somewhere else.
To my apartment? You want me to get my address? Like, you can find me, actually. No, where?
Like, I'm laughing at your emphasis. I like it, though.
Oh. I mean, you know, I just try to keep it whatever. You know.
Grocery store techno.
Because that's what I do. Grocery store techno. That's like what it is. directly next to me is the incomparable Allison Dean.
That's me. You can find me everywhere at the Allison Dean.
And of course, on the anchor is the amazing and talented and amazing.
So whoa, now he's like getting way out of the game.
Amazing. I had to get too amazing.
I'm so happy.
It's April Wisenhan.
Hey, everybody. Y'all can find me everywhere. Always. At April Wisenhan.
You should have won.
I'm going to leave with that every time now. Always.
I mean, I just want to let the people know.
That was amazing. It was the best.
No, we tried. All right. So let's get into this malarkey is in front of us.
Whoa.
So we have Helen and Noah again, and I think Helen's portion, just as an overview, was a lot more digestible. I think that there were some things that I appreciated that came out with that. I still hate her parents, and I always will hate her parents. Always, especially her mother, is like the worst. Can't stand her.
Hate her even more now.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
Didn't think it was possible.
Right. With Noah's version, a little more spacey.
Dark.
And unorganized and
brooding.
However, when we get there, I do have, I was really kind of excited, just maybe because I made some sense, or at least I feel like I did, that I have an epiphany about, what happened to him in prison.
Can you just go ahead and tell us now?
Yeah, really? please, Len. Just okay. Like let us, because
well, you might already think this.
I don't think anything.
So I think, and this is especially after him going to visit Gunther at his home with his wife and his son, I believe that all the stuff that happened in prison never happened.
Such good timing.
That was great. That was so great. Perfect. Shout out to our engineer.
Right.
Yes, that's what I believe.
It definitely seems that way.
But then what do you mean? What do you mean, like, everything didn't happen?
Okay, so basically...
All the stuff with Gunther.
So, like, we see the flashbacks, right? And we see how Gunther just tortured him, right? In prison. Those 3 years. Just, you know, for various reasons, right? So many things happen to him. And then he comes out and he's, like, really... you know, now he feels like he sees Gunther, right? Everywhere. All over the place. But as these things are happening, you're like, I don't think these things are happening.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I really don't think things are happening. And so when we see the flashback tonight and we see how there's the portion where he starts talking about his mother. And we do know, based on his version from several episodes ago, that he did assist in the suicide of his mother. Right? We do know that for sure. So, but this is something that Gunther is supposedly reading out of his manuscript, which he didn't write. But of course, he's saying these things. How else would he know these things? He's like, you weren't there. You don't know. But he's saying these things. And then we see there's portions where he tries to lunge at Gunther. He's not there. He's the other side of the jail. Right. He's just not there. And then even the whole thing for me is when I was like, aha, is when, you know, we see at the end where he stabs himself, where he comes to the epiphany that, oh, I didn't get stabbed. I stabbed myself. And then he breaks down.
Right.
So I feel like that being said, all the stuff in prison did not happen.
Yeah. I would just like to point out that who did say from the beginning that he stabbed himself? I don't know if it was me, but I think it was anyway. No, I agree with you, but then I'm like, where did this guy Gunther just come from?
Well, okay, so I have a situation with that. So we know that he is semi sort of connected to his childhood, right?
Right.
When in high school with the whole swim thing. And he was a guard there. We do know for sure. And that's been, you know, because when he went to visit his mother and bought the knife, you know, she kind of explained those things and even found out where he was. So I believe that he was, because when he goes to his house, he recognized him. He's like, oh, Soloway, you know, what are you doing here? Like, and he was shocked. He was like, what's going on? And of course, Noah's going crazy. Like, you were at my house last night. He pulls out the knife. Sorry.
No, great.
Just how I feel. But he does all this stuff. And Gunther's like, what is, I mean, he's like really tripping. And it's not like tripping, like psychopath tripping, like I didn't do these things.
It's
you
like,
know,
whoa,
it's like, dude, you trip out. And he's like trying to hold him from hurting himself almost, you know, not less him. And so I feel like, that being said, he was there at the prison. Yes, he was his guard, but he had nothing to do with any of these things. And I think he's making the connection because Gunther is from that area. And where he killed his mother. Remember when he goes back and he tells his son what he did at that, it was the same episode or the episode before, is when he finds out more about Gunther with his friends. The one friend that came that was hating on him, like, what you doing back over here? And blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. So I feel like all of that, when he went back, and even the drowning, how he's drowning his own self, his younger self, when he's doing the flashback. So I feel like all of that is culminated because of what he did to his mother. And so now he feels that, and they're bringing this up, I feel, and I may be stretching, but they're bringing this up because he really feels bad about what he did to his mother.
Yeah.
And so therefore it's allowing these things to happen. And even him being in prison for the sake of, you know, just owning up, it was almost like a subconscious thing to where, like, I need to pay for what I did for my mother.
Okay, so while I totally find everything that you said to be possible, and I think that I commend you, Lem, for like pulling all of this together, I really do. But I also will be very upset with the show if this is what they're handing me, because at least in like the his conversation with Allison when they were sitting by the fire or whatever, and they were having that, like, such a heartfelt conversation, it seemed like he understood that he was relinquishing his mother's pain. And and while it was certainly a difficult thing for him to do, I don't know. I think that he could accept that she wasn't going to improve, and this was sort of the best that they could make of that situation.
But either way, that would be hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously. But this is, like, very extreme to then be like, yeah. Okay, well, now I'm in prison, right. And this guy Gunther, he's going to perpetually torment me for something that, you know, I assisted in the suicide of my mother because she was terminally ill. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
It makes those scenes between him and Allison seem so, like, irrelevant in the grand scheme of the
if
whole
that
season.
Was the case.
It's like, how is he okay-ish mm-hmm. here? And then it's like, wait, now he's having a whole other mental breakdown again, which not to say is not possible.
Right.
I agree with you in the sense of, I think that seeing Gunther at the prison triggered all of these things, mm-hmm. but I'm like, something had to make him go crazy.
Like, were they giving him pills in prison? Like, were they giving? Were they medicating him for something?
Something had him go crazy when he got out. Is what you're saying?
No. I'm saying when he was in there, which he was put in solitary, obviously mm-hmm. for a reason. Mm-hmm. Solitary, as you know, everyone has probably heard ever can make a person go crazy.
Sure,
but he had to do something to get him in there. So it's like, I get how when he's in there, he could start. Hearing that, you know, mm-hmm. Who knows what could happen sure. to a person when they've been alone for hours and days and months, however long he's alone for. But it's like something had to make him, it's not just like seeing this random guy. Something had to make him, first of all, get put in solitary. And I don't know, it would just, it's like, wait, so you just created a whole fake season?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say fake season. I mean, I think that's extreme.
Yeah.
But I do believe, I mean, granted, we know this is slated for another season, correct?
Yes, okay. For sure.
So, I mean, they have to diverge the storyline. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like them doing this is bringing more, because at this point in time in the season, it's called The Affair. But there's no affair going on anymore, right?
The whole thing is just an affair. Like, the whole thing is an affair. It's an affair.
And I appreciate that it's not just, oh, I'm cheating with whatever anymore.
Right.
It's like, I appreciate that it's become more than
a story.
Right.
But just like I said before we started watching the episode, I'm like, I still don't know what the season is about. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we got more answers tonight. But in the sense of Noah, I feel like, I'm like, wait, is this whole thing... all the stuff that they're showing us, the Gunther stuff, all the information that we got about mm-hmm. his mom, for that last question where Gunther asked him, where we know he didn't ask him because clearly he was just seeing him, why did you have this affair? And it's like, oh, to save my wife. I'm like, mm-hmm. wait, you just took away every bit of legitimacy from the first two seasons now. I mean, they didn't, It's just so, like, off.
Okay, so this is, again... what I think what this season is trying to do, whether it's being effective in it, I believe that it's trying to build the backstory between all of the characters.
Absolutely, that's what it's trying to do, for
sure. It's trying to, and all four of them, I think, mostly focused on Helen and Noah, but then we see a lot of backstory, some backstory with Allison and what she's been through and what's lead. It's almost like what everyone has been through to lead them to the point of them when we first saw them in episode one mm-hmm. of season one. The whole affair happened.
There's a lot of that. Yeah,
do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
So,
with you.
And I think that they're doing that, and I mean they're picking this season to do it. Like I said, whether they're being effective or not, I believe that's what they're trying to do. And with Noah specifically, mm-hmm. I think we're seeing what led him to be who he is. It's like the scene going to Helen, and when Helen is there with her parents, and she basically spills the beans and says, "I can't live a lie no more. I killed Scotty."
Right.
And
we saw how they reacted. Right, to
and they
it.
Just went crazy.
Right. Yeah.
And then they put her in that panic room, which was really bonkers. But prior to that, they were basically saying, they kind of came to this epiphany and said, hey, you know, we've been going to counseling, we've done these things, we feel like we failed you. And we think that basically, lack of a better term, your life sucks because of us.
That was like, right? Wow, just that whole scene.
So, right?
Like,
it's crazy.
Whoa!
So I feel like everyone's getting this little backstory as to why they act the way they act mm-hmm. and why they are the way they are and why these things have happened to them. With not only them, but with their families. And that's what I think this season is doing. And I think that's why they're trying to shed more light. Whether, again, we like that as viewers or not, I strongly believe that's what they're trying to do. And then set up for season four.
I set up for the next affair.
Exactly.
Because it looks like Cole's about to
do something.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right, without a doubt. I think it's like clearly that's what they're trying to do. Maybe if we didn't know that before, we definitely know that now.
Right.
And I think in other areas, it's succeeded. Now, this is not to say I haven't enjoyed it. I love the show. Sure. I'm fully enjoying it.
Sure.
But like some of Noah's stuff is just like
heavy.
Well, and I like heavy. I like heavy in a show. Mm-hmm. But it's just like there are so many moving parts and so many different things that I'm like, maybe all of it wasn't necessary. Like, even in the preview where we see, not to skip ahead, but like, okay, Juliet comes back next week, and it's like, was her part necessary? Mm-hmm. Now it doesn't seem so necessary to me. And maybe because we haven't seen her in a few weeks, but it's like so far away. And then to see her in the preview for the finale, it's like, oh, what are you doing here?
Right.
And I definitely fully get, like, okay, because people have obviously, we're human beings. Everyone has a problem with an affair.
Sure.
You think this is wrong. It is wrong, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what they tried to do is, okay, let's show what made these people how they are and why they thought this. But I'm like, I already kind of knew that Noah wanted to save Allison. And I loved getting to know the parts of like the things that happened with he and his mom,
right,
and like exactly what happened with that. But so, for me personally, some turns have just gone awry, and it's felt like
way left or something.
I mean, that's why when we're watching it, I mean, I can't be the only person who thinks this. When we're watching it, we're all like,
what? No,
I feel like this is probably my least favorite of all the seasons so far.
Well, and, I mean, I think hands down, I mean, I've even talked to people who are now binge watching from season one, and they're like, oh my God, so amazing. I was like, okay. I said,
you gotta say, first, get through season three at this point.
Basically, it's like first and second season are dope, but third season, just be ready for a little bit of a, you know, shake up.
Slow down. Right. A little slow down.
I say that because the writers are amazing.
Right.
It is amazing writing. It's just such like a season one, season two is here, season three is here.
And I think, too, I mean, you can look at other series that are successful. Mm-hmm. And I believe that a lot of them have their lulls.
Absolutely, yeah, they do.
And I 100%. Think, right. And yes. I think that's where, because I think, too, I mean, I'm not a producer or a writer in television.
Sure.
But just from what what I do know, and I do have friends that are in production and things of that nature, you know, you get a season and maybe you get, okay, we have two seasons, right? You're slated for two seasons. Mm-hmm. So then you write those two seasons and they're amazing. And then it's like, hey, we want to do another season. You're like, okay, where do we go from here?
I don't think that's what happened with this, but I get
But I'm saying that sometimes is the case in some, you know, programming. With this, though, I believe that the writers are setting us up for a bigger picture for season four.
I don't disagree with you.
Yes.
I believe that's what they're doing.
I look forward to whatever that is, though, because I'm like, let's just get us there. Because the only saving grace for me for this season is the stuff going on between Cole and Allison.
Mm-hmm. That's the saving grace for you?
It's kind of the saving grace for me.
Yeah.
But not to say that I haven't enjoyed other parts, like especially tonight. Helen, y'all know how I feel about Helen, but I was like, oh, I love you, girl, tonight. Like, finally, I love you.
You know me and Helen.
And then I did probably my favorite moment of the season, though, still. I mean, we're not at finale, but was the talk between Noah and Allison.
That was a good one.
Because that is ultimately what I want the show to end up being about. Just me.
Just because of the way that still started?
Probably, but I do love, of course, the other characters, but I'm like, they're so far away from how it even started, which I've read many interviews and, you know, whether it's the writers or cast members or whatever talking about that this show is greater than The Affair, and I want that. You see too many shows, like, they focus on one thing, and then how many times can you redo that? Right. Like, it goes bad.
Right.
But it's so, like, we got, like, what? A few scenes between the two of them together. It's just so far off from what it originally was, which I think they're trying to, or they're obviously trying to do, but I'm like, I need some sort of like circle.
Well, see, and I think really, honestly, I don't think that they're going to do that. And I think that's why.
But it's like two separate shows if they don't. It really is. It's like Helen and Noah, Cole and Allison. It's one day, one week it's about this person or about these people. One week is about these people. I don't think they want it to seem like two separate shows.
Well, no, they don't. I'm saying there's going to be some intertwine, and I think that they have done that spot line. If you look at, you know, Helen and Allison talking, those are times that the two worlds collide.
Yeah.
There's been a couple other moments, not as much as we've seen in the previous two seasons, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they're ever, and I've said this before, I don't think that we will see Noah and Allison ever again in any type of intimacy.
I will be so upset if that happens.
This is the first date, Lem, that I can actually, I concur with you.
What, the only the first? This is it?
Well, in the sense of the for Noah and Allison together. I feel very certain.
You make it seem like you never agreed with me before.
On this topic. Because on this specific topic, I have not agreed with you ever before. Right?
No, she definitely
I have never agreed with you on this. I've always been like, they're going to come together. On this particular...
I got it.
For whatever reason, tonight was the night where I was like, I don't think they're coming back together.
Because how would they bring them back together?
Right, exactly.
What would be... I definitely thought it after the episodes where they had the fire episode. The fire, I'm thinking like, they're sitting by the fire. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
When they're sitting by the fire, it's like, oh, you have this 1,000%. But it's like, how can they bring them back at this point? There are still ways.
I mean, it's not improbable, right?
I just think it could happen. So weird.
I just think the trajectory that they're taking the show, it does not seem like it would fit with the storyline.
Which is why it'd be so much better if they did.
I don't know. For whatever reason, I'm like really rooting for Cole and Allison now.
But what are you rooting for Helen and Noah? Not them to be together.
No. I'm definitely not. I think that Noah.
Well, I am.
You still are.
I still am.
Even after tonight with all the stuff with Vic,
Noah's like on an island right now.
Yes.
Noah is just having his issues.
And I think,
can we just say, kids, don't do drugs. If anything ever proved it. Or not just kids. Nobody do drugs. Like, I mean, we've had an entire season of hallucinations. We don't know if this is real or if this is not real because he hurt himself in prison /now. But he wasn't on drugs then. That's the thing that makes it confusing.
Or was he? We don't know what kind of, once he had that injury with his shoulder, they might have been giving him meds in prison for that.
But didn't it seem like tonight is where they showed us where he injured himself? I mean, they showed us hitting his shoulder against the thing twice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, is this where it actually happened? Did Gunther not actually body slam them?
Well, that's why I was saying before, why I don't think the stuff between him and Gunther
actually
he actually superimposed that in his mind. And he was doing stuff to himself in prison, hurting himself, whatever. And I think that is blaming it on that.
But what triggered it? That's my...
The mother stuff.
Just seeing this person trigger it, maybe that's definitely possible.
Well, obviously. I think it could have been the situation with him being, like you said, in solitary confinement. When you're solitary confinement, you're just there. Well, hold on.
Okay.
I don't think what got him in there is as important as why he was in there. If he was in there, he had this time to think about all of these things over his life, right? And that's where I think the whole mother situation came up. Because we had never heard that before. Mm-hmm. That had never been brought up before at all. We heard about his dad. We knew that him and his dad's relationship wasn't that great. Of course, then his dad passes away. And then all of that with his sister and everything. We find out more about that situation. But never the mother. And then to find out now, it's like he feels some kind of way because he helped her assist in suicide. He probably thought about that in the time that he's there, 3 years, and then now is reeling over that, and now he feels and hurting himself or whatever, because to me, what would be the reason of him going to the cabin and bringing that up to his son, and then also the scene that we saw today with Gunther telling him in his manuscript.
That's going to bum me out so much if this is what the writers are doing, but okay, yeah.
It definitely seems like what they're doing, mm-hmm. I think, because we see the scene of, you know, when Helen caught him in the lake. Mm-hmm. Now we know that it was his dad running after him in the lake.
Right.
Noah, what did you do?
Right. Because of the mother.
I mean, spending 3 years in prison is going to make you think about the things that you did.
Sure.
And even if he was totally okay, obviously he's not totally okay, but you know what I mean? Even if he was like, this is the right thing to do, this is mercy, that that it doesn't matter. I could, if that happened to my mom and I was being merciful by helping her do that, mm-hmm. I'm still gonna go through stuff in my mind, like,
of course,
okay, because he did, you know, he was going to college. It would have been easier for her mm-hmm. to not be there, but that doesn't mean he wanted it to be that way. But that's not to say that thought never creeped into his mind. Like, you can't control your thoughts,
right?
Who's to, and that is, so I'm sure he's, you know, that stuff does come up. But I agree with you. I do think that is what they're doing, but I'm also like, really? That's what you're doing? I'm not that. I'm not.
You're
that
just saying you're just not happy with the way it's going. I get you. And, yeah. and I feel the same way, because you look at the magic of, you know, season one and season two, mm-hmm. and then it seems like with this season, they're getting away from that and making everything very, very convoluted. I agree with you. What's the French lady's name?
Juliet.
Juliet. I think she's a throwaway character.
Seems random now,
seems
right?
very random. I mean, now it could be something, I mean, we see into the finale that there's something with that because they're in Paris or what have you.
And he does not seem mentally unstable.
Right.
Sort of.
Seems
right.
A-okay.
Right. So, I mean, maybe they're going to, being that it's the finale and she's in the finale,
they're
there's got to be something
with it. Yeah.
Something's going to be tied together. And it may be like, oh my gosh, this is crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like we've seen in the past.
Like we've seen in the past.
Yeah.
But I think the reason why it is the way it is, like I said, they're putting the groundwork for going into the next season.
But I don't think they even knew when they wrote season three. I don't know if they really knew that, because look, we got the news for season four well into season three.
I'm not sure they expected.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you could. I mean, and like I said, in production, who knows? I think the bottom line is that the way this season is going, we obviously are not thrilled, but I think we should give it until next week before we cast our judgment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, shows are filming a lot of times when they start airing mm-hmm, still. Mm-hmm. Now, typically it's with like bigger, like an ABC 20 episode show sure. that they're still, that's still happening. But it's very possible that this was. I think of another show that I did an after show for that got canceled mm-hmm. and it was like mid season and then they changed the finale. They like mm-hmm. went back and reshot it because they found out that they got canceled.
Oh.
So I'm sure that, you know, you write it in a certain way expecting that mm-hmm. this is going to happen. I mean, obviously there are a million
sure.
magical TV things that can happen.
Sure.
But I don't think that they wrote this thinking.
You don't think that they were building for the following season?
No, I do. I don't. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that I think that they wrote it expecting to continue it. I don't mm-hmm. think that they wrote it like,
oh,
okay,
no,
well,
this could
be open-ended.
I totally believe that they were writing it for the continuation. Because
yeah.
to me, that would only make sense. Because let's say this was the end and we were going to get the series finale next week.
Would be
we would be like,
ever.
Right, we'd be like, what the heck?
And
you
no
know?
One wants to end their I don't think that. And I don't think that they're writing bad episodes. Absolutely not.
No.
I don't think that. I think it's still great. But I think that any showrunner knows this isn't like how you end something.
Oh, no,
sure.
No, for sure. No.
Sure. And I think, too, I mean, if you look at the merit of the complexity of the characters, you look at the acting itself, I mean, mm-hmm. all of that is great. I mean, I think
absolutely.
The show is magical in regard to that.
Dominic West,
you know what I'm saying?
Kilts it tonight. Mark Smash Tierney kilts it.
They smash it to pieces.
Yeah.
they really did.
No, they did. They did. And that's, to me, the brilliance of the show. I mean, the acting is incredible.
Yeah.
And like I said, with the storyline, the way it's going, it's like, I don't really know. But I think I'm willing to still like see where they end it and then going forward. Because I will say this particular episode did answer a lot of questions for me.
Mm-hmm.
I did like the fact that Helen basically spilled the beans about
yeah.
actually being there, because she's been holding this. And that's another reason. I mean, we saw both sides. We saw with Noah, with what he's been holding back. With his mother, and how that's affected him, like in his course of his life. And we see Helen holding back the information about killing Scotty and how that's been affecting her since that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And her family, and her crazy parents and all of that. My thing, just a side note, I like, she locked them up and then like went and did a bunch of stuff. And they were like, are they still locked in there?
We didn't get any resolve on that at all.
She went to Cherry's house. I feel like she went to Cherry's house twice.
She went to the bar.
And then she went to the bar in between that, talked to Allison. I'm like, her poor parents are just still in there. I mean, they got food, I guess, whatever.
Hopefully they got a key. Like that locker.
Right. I just thought that was funny. I'm like, they didn't even go back.
They're still in the panic room.
They're still in there right now.
Yeah.
As we speak. So, I mean, I appreciate getting that. And that's what I feel like they've done in the past that was really good, is that they did kind of build. And then, like, the 8th, 9th, and 10th episode, it was like, oh, all these bombs.
I mean, we did dropping. Get a lot of bombs.
Right.
For sure.
Right. And I think, too, I mean, you got to think about where it was going into season 2. And then even going into this season, like the last season, it was huge because everything was culminating up to Scotty's murder. And we knew that it was building up to that. And then to finally get that information, you know, 8, 9, and 10, that was huge. So I think also we look at how do you duplicate that? How do you go from there?
Yeah. But think about where we were. Think about the end of last season. Right. It was like, is Noah going to do this? Is he going to do this? What's going to happen with Allison? And now it's like, what?
Right.
It's all like,
no, it's
there's no connection.
No, it's definitely different.
I mean, I'm saying the same thing over.
Right, yeah. It's definitely different. But I am curious to see how they end it. And what they also reveal, especially with the fact that we have Whitney in this episode, we haven't really seen a whole lot, and her her old ass boyfriend.
Right. He's hot, but he's old.
And then with his you know little girl French lady,
Juliet.
And then how that even comes together. It's like the old people coming together. And so...
and that needs love.
Right. So the way, if they're going to end it like that, I'm like, okay, what are they going to do? I mean, I feel like they know what they're doing. So I'm just saying, I'm just curious to see.
They definitely know
like,
what they're... Yeah, they know what they're doing.
I'm just curious to see is how it presented to us. How it's presented to us and how we feel afterwards.
No one else was shown in the preview on purpose.
Of course. 1,000%. Of course.
They're not going to make an entire finale about Noah and the French lady.
No, of course not.
Or will they?
Well, if they do, I mean, please don't.
I don't think they will. I don't think they will. I will say, though, not to get into predictions early, but whatever. I do not believe that we will see any more of Scotty.
No, I don't think so either.
I was like, did he just say that out loud?
I think you are correct. I have never agreed with you so fully. I don't think we will see any more of Scotty. Maybe we'll see him in a photo.
I was like, I'm surprised name just was even said out loud. I was like, really?
What?
Yeah.
No, the way things are going, I really think they're focusing so much heavily on Helen. Well, even just the three of them. Helen, Allison, and Noah.
Yeah.
So Cole? I don't...
Well, definitely not as heavily as the other.
Wait, did I say Scotty?
You said Scotty.
Oh, shoot. That's why I'm like, why?
Okay, he meant Cole, people.
I meant Cole.
You think we're not going to see Cole in the finale?
Oh. My mind was just like, what?
Why would he say that? Like, why? What meth is Lemon?
Exactly. I don't think so either.
We have never had dead air like that. I didn't even know what to say. I'm like, no, we're definitely not going to see him.
I'm so sorry.
I was like, you just made a joke. Of course we're not. So you don't think we're going to see Cole anymore? That's what you meant to say?
That's what I meant to say.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I don't fully agree with that, but maybe.
I mean, just the way it's being ran. Of course, I could be wrong, but I just feel like this... Now that we know that he stabbed himself, I feel like the huge relevance that we were last left with was that the police were asking him about his whereabouts and questioning him, and he really didn't have a good alibi.
But he did.
Right, but he didn't say. So
which is weird.
Right. So I think that because that was the last thing that was left, and that's done with, and the fact that him and his, you know, wife is still kind of like, I don't think that it would make sense on a finale to go back to that.
But what reason would we have to see Allison then?
Just because they still keep introducing her with Helen. Yeah. I'm not saying we'll see Allison either. I'm just saying that I feel like they focused, if you look at the trajectory of the entire season, they focused a lot on Helen. Most of it was Helen. If we look at... You can go back. Yeah. Helen and Noah, right?
For sure.
And then between the Helen and Noah, there was a lot of Allison inside of that. We didn't see as much. We did see Cole, of course, because whenever there was Allison, there was Cole in that whole situation. But I think going into, like I said, a finale situation, I don't think there's any loose ends with
there's
Cole.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's not, there's in the sense of if we were to leave the Alice and Cole story as it is today,
sure.
we could leave it sure. until season four.
Sure.
I mean, not that I want them to leave it, right. but we could easily do right. that and feel like, okay, things are percolating between right. those two.
There are definitely like, oh, Will Cole and Allison?
Right.
But mm-hmm. everything else is kind of, okay, what? She has Joni.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, we oh. know that Cole did not kill or stab Noah.
Right. right.
All right, we good.
Right.
Like, it's we're kind of like,
everything else is
on them for mm-hmm. now.
Question right. marks over Helen and Noah. Questions.
right.
Questions.
And again, it's just, I mean, who knows, but just the way that things are going.
I agree.
I do believe said Scotty. I didn't even realize
we that. Were like, what?
That's why I was like, Gertie Rush, like, yes, Lim, that's exactly correct. I agree. And I'm like, wait, that didn't sound...
She never agreed like, with me. What's
that
happening?
That didn't sound sincere. What did I say?
Okay, wait. What do y'all think of... Well, I know how we probably feel.
Mm-hmm.
What... I just know you that well. What do... Since Lim always disagreed with us, what do you think about Vic after tonight's episode? After seeing how the kids were, after seeing the things mm-hmm. that the parents had to mm-hmm. say about him... General thoughts. How do you feel?
I'm glad you brought that up. I think that there is going to be something more with him, especially given that last scene that him and Helen had, mm-hmm. where she also admits that she killed Scotty. And first, he's very cold, and he says himself, he's like, you know, I'm an asshole, you know, and he's always preached that. He's like, yeah. just so you know. And so I think that just on that last line, I did not think he was going to care at all. Until he was like, as she was turning away, he's like, I'm going to find you after I get off work. And so to me, that just showed that there was some, because I, you know, I've told you guys, I was not a fan of him at all. And so not to say I am now a fan, yeah. but I do believe that Helen does care for him tremendously. And that's why she went to him. Whether it was because she saw how much he did for her and her family, mm-hmm. concerning the kids, you know, when she's at her parents and they're like, oh, yeah, he helped me do this and he helped me cook and he helped me da-da-da, play chess
yeah.
or whatever. Whether it was that or just she basically was like, I should not be fooling with Noah at all because he's no good for me. I really need him in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost like a plead with her. And I feel like she's pleading with everyone. And that's kind of just her thing. She just, you know, and it's good that we saw what we saw because I feel like, and she had some moments where it was like, you know, I think I've overused this word, but I'm saying it again, epiphany,
mm-hmm.
Where she's just like, oh my gosh, this is why I am what I am. Or I keep making the same mistakes, you know, just consistently. Even when we see the scene where we see the picture that looks like Noah, but doesn't look like her.
Right.
When they were younger, it was like, you know, way back then, what if my life, if I had never met him? You know, like, I feel like she's having these moments throughout this episode in her version. So, going back to your original question, I do think that she needs him.
Mm-hmm.
I think she needs him, and I think that he is going to be good for the family stability in dealing with what's coming up next.
Yeah. I think that tonight was a great episode for all the Vic haters, which we all have been at some point. But yeah. I mean that in the sense of, think about how he first came into her life and how he was like, I don't want kids, or I don't know if he said I don't want kids, but, you know, basically I don't want to deal with all this. I just, mm-hmm. like, let's hook up, pretty
right,
much.
Right.
That's a very generalized version sure. of what actually happened, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
Then to hear tonight about, you know, Trevor, oh, he taught me to cook this. I don't even know that Helen was, like, aware that he was doing all of these things.
And I think whether she was or not, she is at this point.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And to see how, you know, her family feels about him. But I also think that whenever she does go to him at the hospital, what's really important is her face when she turns around and he's like, mm-hmm. and that's when he says, I'll find you
after work. Yeah.
But her face is kind of like, okay, good.
Yeah.
But it's almost like wait, is that in a, is it in a genuine, oh, because now I'm realizing that you are so great for me and that I love you? Or is it like, oh, thank God, because I just need somebody.
No, I think it's she's recognizing the truths in herself, finally. Mm-hmm. She's, like, coming to grips with the fact that these are the realities. And I think her sort of really, like, saying the honesty, saying the truth, mm-hmm. is kind of making everything else more real.
And
she's
also,
been living in, like, a bubble. She's, right. like, been creating sure. this, like, okay, yeah. everything is this way. Everything sure. is this way. Now it's, like, this, like, she can exhale on some level and like let it go.
And yeah. I think it was a test too, because for her to admit what she did, you know, and how she was scared and didn't want to go to jail because she's a coward and all these kind of things. I think for her, just I agree with you that it's able for her to exhale, stop living this lie that she's been living, and also in seeing that this is a good dude. Right. You know, regardless of how it all started, he's a good guy.
Ultimately.
And he's done all of these things, and I'm just going to let it go, you know, over something that is not, because I think she just felt with the whole Noah situation. I mean, like I said, I was pulling for them to be together. Yeah. I think I've changed that tune a little bit, just in the sense it's like, because Noah has still way too many hangups, and seeing Helen, and because I care for Helen so much, I want to see her happy. And I don't think Noah's going to do that for her, even though I love the family coming back together. But I think it's so broken with everything. I don't think that's even a possibility.
I think it's just not right at this point. I think that's what they're like trying to show us.
Sure.
And a lot of shows do that. Like, of course, you always want the family to end up being together, even though I from the beginning have wanted it to be Noah and Allison, because you know, I've said, you know, but it's like not, it's putting those people in the background, those the kids and the extras,
right?
When I think of just Noah and Allison, it's like, oh, I've thought since the beginning that they just met at the wrong time, and but ultimately they were probably meant to be together. But I think a lot of shows will just go there, or they'll just end up putting the family back together. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like I would almost appreciate them showing that, like, okay, this is going to really, really, really suck.
Right.
And maybe Noah and Allison won't even end up together, but, like, it is possible for things to, like, heal from this and for people to be happy, because it's a realistic thing that happens thousands, millions of times every day. It's very sad, but it's like, I appreciate them showing us that, like, okay, Helen could move on.
Mm-hmm. They'll realize their best selves this way. Like, this all this muckery is going to lead them to the realities of what their lives are supposed to be. So a few tweets have happened, a couple regarding the whole Gunther stuff. So I just want to read them out loud. So at Slavin Carolyn, she wrote, Gunther represents Noah's subconscious and all the guilt he feels. None of it happened. He saw Gunther once, I bet. Which I think is interesting. Mm-hmm. And then at Janie, Melissa said, Gunther is who Noah would have been if his mother lived. Noah is battling himself through Gunther. Hmm. Interesting.
Great points.
For sure.
Those are really interesting. Good. Really good points. And very viable. I really just, to kind of sum everything up, I think that going forward, I think giving these, you know, kind of epiphanies and seeing, kind of digging really deep into the characters, especially with Noah and Helen, and kind of, and we've even seen this with Allison and Cole too, like not maybe as deep, but with Allison for sure, with her going back, was it last episode or episode before last when she went, and helped out, you know, and kind of was able to, you know, find her purpose somewhat in life. And then with Cole feeling like he's still, there's something still there with Allison. I mean, we're seeing them reflect and kind of deal with their past selves, maybe their past demons, things that they've kind of shut away. And I appreciate, you know, the writers giving us that. My thing is like, okay, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Like, where is it setting us up?
It's so open-ended. Yeah, there are a million open-ended ways
that
this show could go at this point.
So, but yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm definitely curious as to where it's going to go.
See, that's why it's so good that we do an after show, because if I had to watch this by myself, I'd be like, I would be like
Twitter. You'd be on Twitter. But y'all going like, oh my God, I don't know.
Y'all made me more calm. I'd be like, okay, wait, no, this is why this is happening. Okay, good, because now I feel really good about it again.
And going back to Helen, I think we've said the whole guilt thing, but she harbors, I mean, because you even see it in the one scene when they go back to the lobster roll, which I was like, why are you there?
Go to Burger King.
Is that the only place in Montauk?
Right. Like, I feel like she wants to support the whole idea of, like, that family, especially given
I think it's like a thing for her. Like, oh, go back here because this happened.
Sure.
I mean,
she doesn't need to buy three pies, but she felt
guilty. That's all guilt.
It's all guilt.
She's all guilt. I do have a question for you all, though. You know, there was two attempts in her going to tell Cherry as far as what happened, the Lockhart's mom. And do you think that that is going to happen? Because Allison, when she was talking to Allison about it, Allison was adamant, like, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I will not say that. And then she said something poignant. She says, what's the purpose of that?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, Scotty is gone. And so and nothing is going to break.
And yet, or they've all at least reached some resolve at some point. And they someone went to jail.
No one went to prison. Yeah. Justice in their minds was served. Okay, someone went, you know, we got it. So I think that will open up old wounds, and that will bring a lot of animosity back up that doesn't need. So my question
to
you
is just truth.
Sure. And that's where Helen's at. It is truth. It is true. But we are dealing with these families, and the Lockharts are not, you know.
She doesn't necessarily know that.
She doesn't. She doesn't. But I guess my question is, do you think that she should tell Cherry?
No. I'm going to go with a big old no. I always.
What about the peace and blessings and honesty?
I know. Peace, blessings, honesty. I fully am with that 99.9% of the time.
Right.
But I just think at this point, she has
the wound has been sewed shut.
And
do
she's
not...
got to almost be selfish in the sense of, okay, what my does family. Happen if she reveals it? Her family 100%. Already suffered.
Right.
I'm not condoning murder, but I'm saying I feel like she has suffered enough mm-hmm. for what's happened. And I just don't think it would be, I think it would be selfish of her
to
say anything at this point.
Fully agree.
Okay.
But a huge scene tonight was when she and Allison were together, you know, was retelling this story of how we saw it in Allison's version last mm-hmm. week. Mm-hmm. You know, totally different. Nighttime, Allison's art, you know, just
right.
weird.
Right.
But in her version, Allison tells her that she pushed Scotty, and that did not happen in Allison's version.
Well, in Allison's version, Helen didn't even want to talk about that
exactly.
at all.
Right.
So it's interesting. Obviously, Allison's perspective is she's completely, like, she's closed that chapter. She mm-hmm. does not want it to, like, she's, or at least I guess in how she perceived Helen's opinion of it, it's a closed book. But in Helen's version,
it was not.
Right.
Right.
I mean, because it was flat out in Allison's version, she did not say anything mm. because Helen was like, no need to talk
right.
about it. And then in hers, it straight up was like, oh, wow. I pushed Scotty. Right. I was there.
But I
that's
think
a
also,
huge
too, yeah,
thing.
Even, I think, but those are two different, you don't think they're two different time periods
no,
either?
No, because the bits of the conversation were exactly the same.
Okay. I saw them as two, maybe just because they were done on different two different episodes, and maybe that's why I'm correlating that. But you're saying you feel like it's the same time frame.
Well, certain parts were exactly the same. Have you seen Noah?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this just happened.
Why are you in town? Mm-hmm. That was that was different in both scenes. But anyway,
I guess I was taking that to mean it was just two different scenarios.
Yeah. Same scenes.
See, I thought it was the exact same scene.
It was. Well, it was in the sense of. It was the same thing. Yeah. It was separated into
versions.
2 weeks.
Okay. Let's get into predictions. Let's
mm-hmm.
do.
I feel like we've done
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We have. But I do want to.
Well,
not necessarily. I want to talk about real quick. I'll go first because going forward, I think it's going to be for Helen's end. It's going to be very interesting going forward how the family, you know,
processes. Yeah, for sure.
Her giving her the information.
Truth.
Yeah. Exactly. So, of course, the parents are just, you know, they're still locked up in the panic room. So, of course, they're going to be
upset.
We won't
see them again.
Right. But now the kids know what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she tells, you know, her boy what happened. And so, obviously, it sounds like he's still willing to be a part of, you know, because he wants to look at her. But I'm just curious as to how what's going to happen as a result, you know, because the thing is, she's admitting this stuff. Will she go to jail? Like, this is something that could be the case.
Yeah.
And I think that she was so at her wit's end with everything, especially I think it all came crashing down when she went to her parents, because they always have a way of making her feel so small, right? And so she just, you know, harboring this for 3 years, and then now, you know, trying to process it and going through all these different ebbs and flow, and now she's at the culmination with her parents and her kids, and she just can't take it anymore. So I'm not mad that she gave her truth. I'm not mad at that. But it is interesting to see what the repercussions of that truth is going to be as it plays out with her family. And with Noah, him having the epiphany at the very end that he stabbed himself, I feel like, and like I said, with my whole thing about Gunther, the whole information, the situation with him and Gunther not really being totally real, how he goes forward with that, you know, information and how that has him. And maybe that's why he goes back to Juliet and they do something, because now he feels like, oh, I've been tripping this whole time. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Let's go do what I do, you know, and let's go holler at her. So yeah. It'll be interesting to see going forward. I'm excited about the season finale because I'm just very excited about what they're going to do to close out the season. My thing is heavily on the Helen situation with the family.
I think it's going to be interesting next week. If I'm curious if they don't jump X amount of months or something, like if months have gone by from him realizing that he stabbed himself, because I'm hoping that he's gone to some kind of drug rehab facility and cleansed himself and had a lot of green juices and done a lot of yoga or whatever. Like, I'm hoping he's very purged and cleansed. And I also hope that they kind of revisit the book that he wrote when he was in prison, because I hope that that's a storyline that they're going to explore into season four, because I think that's going to also take us down a pathway of healing and him sort of coming full circle with everything that happened with his mother. Helen, I don't know. The thing is I think the family right now may not even believe her at this point. So I think, you know, given the way that she sort of blurted it out at that, you know, when they were at the table together, I mean, these are kids, so I think that they might be like, what? Huh? There's a whole lot of conversation that needs to now happen for all those kids. And hopefully what that will lead to is a much better relationship with their dad, because that's been completely horrifying all season because of what they thought went down.
Right.
And then, of course, I don't know, I think Cole and Allison, I think they've got a shot for season four. Something funky is gonna happen. I don't know. I don't believe him.
Funky.
When he hugged Louisa last episode, I was kind of like,
"You don't mean that hug."
I don't know. Something is astray, and they're leaving us in a weird place.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they sew it back up.
They'll do
I'm sure they will. I think Noah. I completely agree with you in the sense of I pray to God he's gone somewhere. But I think Noah is obviously a very intelligent person. As soon as he realizes, oh, I'm seeing Gunther's face, but this is my face, and oh, I did this and whatever, I imagine that he will check him into somewhere. He seems, in the preview that we see, so okay that it seemed like he did. I don't think he just realized this and then automatically was like, oh, pain-free, I don't need this anymore.
Right.
It definitely seemed like there was a jump in what we saw. I'm still not necessarily happy where it I would rather see other things than the Juliet stuff, but I do fully believe that there's a point to it. There's a point to everything. I agree in the sense of Allison and Cole, they definitely left that open-ended, but I don't know that we'll see them in the finale, only because it is kind of like pretty bow, wait for season four.
Right.
I would love to see it, though. I would love for it to be part one Noah, part two Allison. Like, that's what I want it
to
be.
That's what you would want.
But with Helen, I think that that's what her thing was about this season. I say it all the time. What is the season about? I think it was about a different thing for each person, and we found out what hers was tonight. Will she tell them? What does she actually think about this? Whatever. I do think her kids would will end up having trouble with it, because it almost, according to how she's acted the rest of the season, it almost seems like something she would do just to get them to like them again or to like Noah again. So I almost think they could be like, you're lying. You're saying this because you're trying to protect him. But I am so happy that she finally said it. I don't think that anything will end up happening to her as far as legally wise. Obviously her kids, I don't think, would say anything. Her parents are definitely not going to say anything. Right. I think she's going to, wise up. But I think just telling the people that she did will be enough. I think that it'll kind of, I don't know, work for her. But I'm really happy that she finally said it to them. Whether they'll believe it or not, whatever. But she just needed to do it.
There it is.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show tonight. We want to thank you for tuning in. And, rapping with us, because we're still trying to figure out what's going on. we're excited about the season finale next week. Make sure you tune in, because we will have all the people on the panel here.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be talking it up. And we definitely will make sure to have a live chat up, so you can kind of converge with us and talk with us and figure out how we're this thing together.
Maybe
you know?
Cry with us? Yeah. We don't really know.
Probably a lot of tears.
I know. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint. Where are you at?
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me at The Allison Dean.
And I'm April Wissenhant. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
Until next week, we'll see you then.
Let's go. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.